All right. Thanks, Red, for the disclaimer. Okay, folks, my name is Paresh Sharda. I am Azure TSP, Technology Solution Professional, based in Houston. I was asked to put up my bio, but I couldn't find a nice picture of myself, so that's why I didn't post it. Let it put it like that way. But basically, I've been in the Microsoft ecosystem, have done everything right from SharePoint 2007 to 2010 to enterprise interoperability between SharePoint and SAP with a product, if any of you guys know, called Duet. I was among one of the initial guys who actually worked on that product very extensively. Moved into Azure Cloud, SharePoint 2010, started as on infrastructure services. My personal passion is IoT. I've spent past 3 years on IoT building solutions as well as building home solutions at my house using some of those kits as well as Azure IoT Hub. And right now I am focusing on the infrastructure side, specifically on the Azure, trying to help the customers, at least in the region here, with their challenges, with their queries on how to get onboarded and how to get started onto Azure. That's pretty much what I do. And next is obviously the Azure service update. So as you guys may already know in the Power Lunch that there are pretty good amount of updates which goes in every week, in fact. So let me start with something which I personally, there's obviously a link. You could actually go ahead and use that link to subscribe yourself so that you can always get notified for anything hot and new happening in Azure. But I also personally have a favorite site, something called, if it comes up very quickly, yeah, it does. It's called Azure Tech Notes, Azure Notes.tech. Now, it's a very nice site which gives you a good list view of all the updates which are coming in without going through all the blogs. Obviously, I would recommend you to go subscribe to the official blogs, but this is also another alternative. And good part is you can actually build a whole PowerPoint. If you are the cloud lead within your org and people look at up to you when it comes to Azure and you want to be ensure that you have the updated deck with you, this is a nice site where it will actually build up an entire Azure update PowerPoint for you with all the updates and links in it. And said that, we actually had very nice announcements this week actually. So let me start with some of those very quickly. Let me restore my tabs so that one obviously is the major one was Azure Event Grids. So this we just launched a new service called Azure Event Grids. I would like to call it as an EaaS, just like IaaS, PaaS, SaaS. This is EaaS, Event as a Service, if I have to say it like that. It's basically making events the first class object within Azure. It's basically extending the serverless compute platform, which capabilities which Azure has, and taking it to the next level. This basically helps you integrate any events created within the Azure resources or your own custom events, and link them up to custom webhooks or standard webhooks published within the Azure. I would recommend you to guys to go through these details. It's basically get your events and do something without figuring out or without worrying about what's the scale requirement, what's the compute requirement, what's the network and all that stuff. It's pretty simple and it is pretty powerful. That's the first one. The next, if I had to come, let's say it would be the announcement of something called new and improved log analytics. If any of you guys have been using log analytics in past, we have just recently launched a new updated query engine, which is way too powerful than the previous one. And it supports way more capabilities, custom functions, and the query language is also pretty awesome. I have seen it in action in few demos. We have been using internally for a long time. It's just that we have released it for our customers. So that's something you should be looking out for. Next is obviously, let me just bring up all of those tag so that it's much easier. This is a big one, specifically from the security area, just-in-time VM access. This is pretty much where most of the customers who are just onboarding onto Azure, and many times they give access to their developers to log into remote desktop into the VMs most of the time. and many times those ports are kept open. Now, Azure has a very, very strong security mechanism to prevent threats. But that, having said that, we always get brute force attacks specifically on the SSH and RDP ports. So this is one way to reduce your exposure. Basically, what happens is if somebody needs an RDP access, they have to raise a request. Basically, you can automate all that stuff, but they raise a request, you get a window, time window of next, say, 4 hours or 8 hours, your remote desktop session becomes on. Once it is on, you can do your stuff. And then after that 4 or 8 hours window, your remote access would be blocked. So basically, it's kind of, you are writing NSG rules within Azure firewall rules on a time-bound basis. And this is really powerful when it comes to restricting the access or at least managing the control of who accesses what resources within Azure. So this is a very big one on the security side. It's just in public preview right now. Obviously, the other ones are, as we are the biggest public cloud provider among our competitors, we have just added 2 more regions within Australia region, just in case if your businesses are located in Azure and if hopefully this might be applicable to you. And out of all the updates, I thought maybe this one might also be helpful to you if you are using something called OMS, which I'm going to cover today. And there's a new solution in it. Or in fact, there is a solution which was just recently launched 4 or 5 months back called Network Performance Monitor, which basically monitors the network performance internally using ICMP synthetic packets. It has been improved. You could actually go ahead and see the latencies across each hops of your both on-prem networks as well as Azure networks, if that is how you have managed it or configured it. So this is a very nice update, and network people would love that. Having said all of this update, so this was just quick 5 minutes on what the new things are there on Azure. I would now switch gears and switch to something called OMS, or what we call Operations Management Suite. Let me know if I'm going too fast, if I'm not audible enough or not clear enough. You can just stop me here right away. What has happened in past few years? Earlier, the question was, why cloud? Then the question became, is cloud relevant to me or not? Now the question is, when cloud? So it's basically most of the customer says, yes, we have a cloud adoption policy. It's just when we are going to go there. And many of them are already on cloud. And most of the customers, enterprise customers, which we are talking to, are in hybrid mode, which basically means they have their own on-prem data centers, which are going to be there for various valid reasons. And then they have workloads in cloud, public cloud. So then the question came, what happens to the management, operations management, monitoring of the resources across both of this world, both on on-prem and on cloud? Cloud operates on a different model. On-prem operates on a different model. The tooling has always been different. The way you monitor, the metrics you collect are also many times different, specifically cloud being pay-as-you-go model. So how do you have a kind of a unified view of both? I definitely want to leverage my existing investments on on-prem. I put up a very vast security and monitoring mechanism, and I want to leverage that, but I also want to ensure that I leverage the new cloud model. I also leverage the new monitoring capability which comes with the cloud model. And that is where OMS, or Operations Management Suite, shines out. It basically combines the great... Yes, I guess I'm having an echo. If somebody can go on mute. Yeah, good. So it basically combines the strong proposition which we had with System Center for on traditional data centers, which is many times a de facto with our customers when it comes to monitoring your and configuring your on-prem resources, and monitor also with your cloud resources. That's what we so call Operations Management Suite. Okay, and the whole focus of this solution is specifically on 3 core pillars, if I have to say. Speed, which basically means cloud being on demand. We want to ensure if a resource is being spun out on demand, the monitoring, the management capabilities also be on demand. It shouldn't take weeks for somebody to figure out how to monitor a new resource which is spun out in Azure, let's say. Then it actually kind of fails the entire purpose of using cloud, because your teams are, your business teams and app teams are actually asking for new resources. And if you go back and say, no, wait for a week because before we figure out how we're going to monitor them, then it doesn't make sense. So that's what the main thing is, speed. Speed not just to how to enable monitoring or how to onboard that resource for monitoring, but also how do you do troubleshooting. Now, traditionally on-premise, you are limited to certain set of resources. Basically, yes, I have so many logs, but how do I analyze them so quickly? It'll take some time. The entire reverse analysis of those logs does take time. So with the cloud, that has to change. So that's what this speed is all about. And real-time innovation, that's a big one. Like new resources are coming up. New and new developers are using, let's say, Dockers, containers out there. I want to ensure that my monitoring tools are also supporting those. So how do I support that? Using a common set of tool sets. So that's what speed is. Flexibility, when I say flexibility, it's, I don't want to lose my existing investments, but I also want to leverage the cloud investments. How do I do that? How do I ensure that my current management policies, current configuration policies are also honored along with the new policies which I'm going to implement in cloud? How do you do that? And simplicity, how I want to have a unified view rather than going from, okay, a request which started in cloud from a customer side landed up into a LOB or line of business application on your on-premise, let's say an SAP or any other system. How can I trace that request right from the cloud to my on-premise system? And without switching multiple tools, without going through multiple screens, how do you do that? Basically a cohesive solution for that. So that's what operations management suite is. It provides solutions across five core, or if I had to say four core pillars, which is insights and analytics, automation and control, protection and recovery, and security and compliance. That's primarily what operations management suite provides as a solution to you. And it allows you to have visibility and control across both cloud as well as your data center. And when I say cloud, it just doesn't mean Azure. You can think of a few other public cloud providers also. As I mentioned, OMS comes with four core solutions, specifically to gain insight and analytics is basically to gain visibility across workloads, analyze the logs, hyperscale logs, terabytes of logs within few seconds. How do you do that? Or within few minutes, let's say. Automation and control. How do you leverage Azure automations as well as, let's say, or your orchestrator on your on-premise? How do you do that? Security and compliance. Ensure that not only your cloud workloads are being monitored and alerted in case of any breach or threats, but also how do you leverage those capabilities and bring them back into your on-premise data centers. And protection and recovery. Basically, how do you do backups? How do you do SaaS recovery? So those are the four core components of operations management suite. Here are the details of the scenarios. I will not read all of them. You will be provided, you will have access to the slides and you can go through them, but just a high level view. Insights will provide to looking at the application mapping, your network performance mapping, as well as your log analytics. Your automation and control does the patch management, change management, process automation, as well as security and compliance is for the threat prevention, detection and response. And protection recoveries regarding your backup and site recovery. Having said that, let's just quickly switch to demo. Now, I do have links posted in the presentation at the end, and you should be able to go there. So if you want to go through this demo environment by yourself, it's pretty easy. Go to this link, get yourself registered, think of the scenario which you like. You will be then given a guide which you can use to actually go through that scenario. All right, I will actually go ahead and log in into one of the workspace which I have access to. I normally keep them open earlier, but then with OMS, my sessions have expired. Hence, you will have to please excuse the few seconds of wait, which this is gonna cost. All right, let me open another one as well. Yeah, it's coming up. All right. Before even I go and show you any fancy charts and graphs and the actionable insights behind them, I normally love to show this screen. So this is basically where all the solutions which are part of operations management suite. If you come from on-premise world and if you know System Center, how does the management pack works? It's a kind of similar concept where basically new and new solution packs actually get, or let's not say solution packs, it's just solution. New and new solutions keep on getting released within OMS. So if you, let's say you, we have a solution to monitor your Docker containers within Azure. You have a solution to actually go ahead and do upgrade readiness for Windows 10, as well as do the device health for Windows 10. You could see lot of solutions being released, insights and analytics for service map. How do you connect to your existing ITSM tools? So right now we are able to connect, we provide connector to at least four of the major ITSM connectors, including ServiceNow, including Service Manager. So that's what this is all about. But you could actually go ahead and look out. You can start out with one solution. Then you can go ahead and start adding more and more solution as and when you get comfortable with the OMS workspace. But this is one place where I would always recommend customers to go and look through, because every time I log in, I always see one or two solutions either being updated or a new one getting added into the solutions gallery. All right, it's just taking a few while. I'm not sure what why it's taking this long, but hopefully it should be back in a moment. All right, let me change the workspace so that it.
So while Parashar,
Yeah,
that's
go
what I
ahead.
was going to say. While Parashar is navigating through it, if you all have any other questions, feel free to unmute yourself and you can ask the questions.
Okay. Now this it has came up finally. So you see this message here? This is what the update I initially mentioned during the call. That we updated the log analytics with a new query language and a smart analytics with a deeper insight. So existing customers who are already using OMS are actually getting this pop-up to upgrade their search experience. So with having shown the solution gallery, this is what lo it looks like. Whenever you add a solution to your workspace within OMS, it would come out as a tile out here. Then this is the default view, which would be based on the number of solutions you have added into your workspace. I can go through each one of them, but it's gonna take me at least 3 to 4 hours, but I would at least show you two or three of them, which I feel are pretty awesome. I normally always like to show something called service map. This is part of our log analytics or analytics and insight solution group. So what it basically does is it identifies applications and their dependencies, and it lays out a nice view of those applications so that you know how which application is communicating to which application on which port. So for example, let me put out and select this machine. Let me say what this web front-end server is talking to. I could then go ahead and see that on this web server, these are the processes which are running, out of which there are four clients which are communicating back into this while it is talking to a few other servers out here on the SSH port out here. And I can actually go ahead and look into the details of this machine also, what this machine details are, what's the security posture of that machine if I have that enabled out here. For even this machine also, I can go ahead and look what is the current security posture for it, are there any pending updates for that, what's the current performance for that for a single machine. I can actually go ahead and put out a few more machines and see how does it look, or if even if it gets updated. Let's see if I can find. So for example, this is a nice view to show. So basically what you are seeing here is a kind of a Tomcat server where you have few processes running out there. You could see that there is some error out here because it's showing us red. And you can go ahead and click on like button like here, which actually shows that this specific machine is missing 18 updates, which we have found either are critical or security related. So this is one nice way of looking not just Windows workload. This is a Linux machine, you could say. So here you are actually combining two solutions, where this is an update management solution, where basically we are not just only providing you the knowledge base and the patch and the criticality and the entire kind of catalog of the updates applicable to Windows machine, but we also do the same thing for even Linux workloads. So in this case, we have actually identified there are 18 pending critical updates which needs to go through. You can click on the links and see whom they are talking to, what they are talking to, and all the details about those one. Okay. So this is a nice way of looking at your applications and how they are dependent on each other, where they are talking to each other. Another is obviously AD assessment. So this is where, let's say, how Microsoft's knowledge comes handy into the product itself is basically we not only just go ahead and assess the AD on the best practices which Microsoft knows, but we also go ahead and prioritize and rate them so that out of all the alerts, which if you are used to System Center and you get bogged down with those, you at least have a way of actually going in out and figuring out what are the ones which are critical ones from a priority basis, from a weightage perspective, and you can go ahead and start looking into it. You can click on that. For example, a focus area, and from that focus area, you will be actually getting more details on what the AD server was, what are those specific recommendations, what has to be done, what are the affected objects within your landscape. And this landscape is not just in Azure. This is landscape which is also on-premise or in any other cloud. Okay, and we also provide you the links to how to do it, what are the suggested actions for that. This is just one assessment solution. Similarly, we have SQL assessment. We have a few other assessment for Windows upgrade readiness, which gives you an overview. So, as an IT admin, if you are asked to do it and determine what is required to do, let's say a Windows 10 upgrade, this is a nice way of actually going out, going ahead, and then installing it, start collecting some telemetry, and then running the assessment solution. And then the assessment solution will tell you which machines are ready to for the upgrade, which are not, which cannot be done, and so forth. Another is anti-malware assessment, but let's just go ahead and go into the security and audit. This is very really powerful, where basically it's not just about the reactive log analytics. Basically, we collect logs, telemetry, and then tell you that, oh yeah, we found something malicious out here. But it also is how the intelligence and investments of Microsoft has put in into its own security mechanism, into advanced threat analytics, or into our cyber crime unit, how the intelligence also get fed into this security and audit. Here specifically what you could see is what is your current anti-malware assessment, where your, for example, the signatures are require updates or no, computers requiring update, network security related issues, like if there are any IPs out there or not. But you will actually go ahead and get all of them. Threat intelligence is very critical and very powerful, where basically you can go ahead and click on this. You will actually go ahead and find that out of the network monitoring which we did, collected the logs, we found there were 28 records which were actually going to known rogue IPs, known bad actors out in the wild, which we actually both identify as Microsoft and as well as we get as feeds from outside vendors, security providers. So we can actually go ahead and analyze the logs and tell you that out of your machines which are talking to it, which are receiving data out of it, what's the origin of it, where they are actually going. So if you can go ahead and click on this, you will get the thread details, what's the IP, is it an outgoing, what kind of threat it is actually. And you can go ahead and click on the full reports if those are available. So this is very powerful without even actually going and trying to scan each of your machines by yourself, and then going and analyzing it. Now that we are coming almost fine, and similarly, you could see what Siraj displayed last Power Lunch, application insight. So it's not just about monitoring your infrastructure and your networks and storage, but also your applications. So you could actually go ahead and even integrate those into this one. Wire data, oh, okay, this one has been right now deprecated. It's now called Network Performance Monitor, which is out here, which will actually go ahead and tell you visibly how your networks are performing out there. But beyond all this fancy graphs, beyond of these pre-canned solutions and assessments, which are really powerful, what is the core or powerful part of this is search. You could actually go ahead and search anything out there if the data has been collected. Now, those data could be part of the supported OS, supported platforms we have, or it could be also your own custom search from your existing tool. So if you have an existing tool which you would prefer for your on-prem, you don't want to change that, that's fine. We could actually go ahead and ingest those logs also into OMS and then make them available here in the log analytics. The question is, why would you do that? The only reason to do that kind of work would be, one, obviously, this engine is way too powerful and scalable as compared to any on-prem, unless and until you are in the business of log analytics or log analysis. That's a different code story. But for a traditional enterprise admin, this would be the best way to do that. The other obvious reason is correlation. Correlation with other events which are happening. It is really awesome to find how something which has happened on one of the ordering system gets impacted onto your network because of some malicious code out there in the application. That could happen as well. How do you correlate that? So that's what the whole powerful this log search is, and that's why it makes sense to ingest your custom logs also in it. So let's say if I want to go ahead and find all the computers which are missing updates, I could just go ahead and run this query. I can then go ahead and add more filters into it. So you could see I just found 400 file results right out of it. I can go ahead and add more filters here. And these are just few of them, which includes even the number, kind, the specific security vulnerability or update, which is related to that specific query. But on top of that, you could always export it to Excel. You can put it out into a Power BI dashboard and then put it out as your daily dashboard in your normal Power BI views. But on top of that, what you could do is basically go ahead and create an alert. What basically means is that you just go ahead, put up a rule name that this is just a simple query of computers missing security updates. Give a description, give severity. Here is the query which came out. You can further modify it. You give it a time interval that I want to run this, let's say every 15 minutes or every 1 hour or every 6 hours. And then how much alerts you want. So if the query runs again, do you want the same alert again or not? And then if there are any thresholds, specifically in case, let's say failed logins, if someone is having failed logins more than 3 to 5 times, you want to get alerted in that case. So in this case, it will actually go ahead and wait for the fifth one and then start alerting you rather than just alerting you for all the 5 times. And then how do you notify yourself? You through emails, through or through webhooks, if you want to link it to any external system, maybe a ticketing system which supports webhook, you could actually go ahead and link that up there as well. You could also do certain automation. For example, if account is being used at 5 different machines using different passwords and all of them are failed, sorry about that, it seems like it could be a brute force. You might want to go ahead and just block that account or disable that account. You can actually go ahead and run that runbook here using the automation scripts. Or you could actually go ahead and log a ticket in your existing ITSM ticketing system if you want to do it. So that's how you will be able to not just monitor, take action, as well as control. And there's much more. I haven't even gone into touch the tip of it. There's about change management, what happens if files are getting changed, what happens if registry values get changed, and lots and lots more. I think we are almost at 11:30. At this time, I'll just stop speaking and would ask if any of you guys have any questions for me.
Thank you so much, Paresh. It was a great session. So anyone who has questions, they can unmute and ask questions, or we will be uploading the recording and the slide deck on our channel line site. I just pasted in the chat window.
Yeah. As well as a few links which are really good if you have to, for example, go ahead and experience it by yourself, you could go ahead and start doing it. If you want to see how it integrates with your existing system center, there's a link for that. This is a nice site where you can see videos and webinars for each solution area specifically, so that you may be able to figure out which one is applicable to you. And the pricing data sheet, is also there just to understand how the pricing works, as well as there is an estimator link just in case if you want to go ahead and go through it. And obviously you can always reply back to us. We are here, happy to help you out on any queries out there.